Psalm 148. We can pray this as Jesus prays it. Praise it with him. Praise God. Praise God from the heavens, from the heights. Praise God, all you angels, all you heavenly beings. Praise God, sun and moon. Praise God, you glittering stars. Praise God, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise God, for God commanded and they were created. It was God who established them, fixing their place forever and ever. Praise God from the earth, you creatures of the deep. Fire and hail, snow and frost, storms and winds, carrying out God's commands. Praise God, you mountains and hills, you fruit trees and cedars, you wild beasts and tame reptiles and birds. Praise God, you princes and judges, you rulers and subjects, men and women, old and young. Let them praise God, who alone is exalted, whose glory is above the earth and the heavens. God gives strength to the nation and glory to the faithful of Israel, a people who are close to God. Praise God. Humankind, acting like a conductor, summons all of creation to offer praise to God and orchestrates the choirs of heaven and earth to produce a cosmic harmony in honor of the Creator. The disciples' experience of Jesus led them to expand their notion of God to include Jesus. They didn't want to speak of God without bringing Jesus in so that people would know what we mean by God. People would know what God looks like in a human person, Jesus. The disciples' experience of Jesus led them to expand their notion of God to include Jesus. Paul invites us to praise God incarnate in Jesus. This is Philippians chapter 2. God also highly exalted Jesus and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus, the Messiah, is Lord, is the redeeming God, is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.